Job chapter 12. A couple of days ago, seized arguments blaming or defending the policeman in a sadly famous case of murder of a man of color caused by a white cop. Yesterday, the jury rendered the verdict. The trial has broad racial connotations. Not so with Job, who despite his physical and emotional pain, will have to continue the presence of his own defense. In this chapter, Job describes something about the greatness, the power, and the wisdom of the sovereign judge who is always in action. He is always at work. It's a recess, a breath of fresh air among the thoughtless logistic arguments we've been hearing. There will be no jury to deliberate in his case. The remarkable thing is that suddenly, Job looks away of his own situation, no longer sets his eyes on his illness, nor the contempt of his friends, and he looks up. He sets his eyes on the Lord. In so doing, Job gives us a great lesson. Are you overwhelmed by the circumstances? Are you in a dead end? Don't look at the size of the mountain. Look at the one who can move mountains. Here you are. We see you move. I worship you. I will worship you. Here you are working within me. I will worship you. I will worship you. We call you miracle-making God. You make a way where there is no way. You keep your promises. You are the light in the darkness. My God is so you.